Welcome, everybody. Shinema 964, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we spoke about last year. Interesting. Somebody makes a bracha levatola, bracha shenitzricha, rachman al slan by mistake, or whatever the case is. So we say, and they finish, and they couldn't catch themselves in Tech Gedei Dibur. So they say, baruch shem kivay malchus alevod. And so we spoke about from the Dirshu brings down from the Chazon Ish, the reason why. So he said, Lamaisa, because he said it already, Shvach v'Kadosh Baruch Hu, why are you saying again? So it's just to show that the first one was also to do. But again, it doesn't really fix it up, and we have to be careful with all these things. But the question is, how much time do we have to say this Baruch Shem? In other words, when we say Baruch Shem Kvei Malchus El Envod, like, how much time do we have? When we make a bracha, a person, let's say, says Amen, for example, right? A person makes a regular bracha. So you have to say it Teich Kedei Dibur, right? Within the amount of time it takes Shalom Aleichem Rebbe in general, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Umayri, some say roughly around 2 seconds we spoke about. And but the question is, by Baruch Shem, if somebody made a mistake and they said a Baruch Shem Zrich, a Baruch Levatala, and they have to say Baruch Shem Kvei Malchus Levat, how much time do they have? So that's an interesting question. The Dirshu actually brings it down in our Simon Reish Tesvav, ice number 29, and he says Le'inyan in Le'inyan She'es Amir's Baruch Shem. Kosav Chayyadam, he brings from the Chayyadam She'yesh La'omrei Tekef Umiyad La'achar Sheberich. It should be done right away, right after. If a person, as soon as they realize they made a bracha levatala or bracha shenitzricha, say Baruch Shem Kivay Malchus Alan Vod, right? So that we saw that in the Shulchan Aruch. He brings this down in Klal Hey, actually Sif Aleph, which is the maybe one time we'll go through some of those halachas, those are the Hilchos Brachos in the Chayyadam. Very interesting, very important things he goes through, very clear and very important. So we saw from Simon Reish Vav, Sivav, that's what we say, Baruch Shem, Kivay Malchus Alan Vod. And so says the Chayyadam, you should do it right away. Don't waste time. Do it right away. As soon as you realize you made a mistake, you say it, okay, and then you do tshuva and so on, and like everything else. Okay. And he brings this from the Rambam. Okay. So now he says, but he brings Me'idach Eish Lavram, there's the Dirshu, not the Chayyadam. The Chayyadam said right away. But he brings from Eish Lavram, apparently from the Shlah, shame the Shlah, so Sheyesh Lamer Miyad, Einze Elamidus Chasidus, that which we say, so the Shlah wants to say like this. That's what, again, the Dirshu is quoting him. That which we say miyad, it has to be done right away. It's a midas chasidus. It's a good thing to do. Midas chasidus. Elalis akev kedei shelo yishkach la'imrei. In other words, it's not going to be really ma'aka, but we shouldn't forget. We shouldn't forget. We say it right away. Kedei sheyira shenem ala bracha. That it should be, you should see that it's going on this bracha. In other words, pshat is like this. It is not like saying amen, right? By amen, it is a chiyuv to say amen, and you have to say it right away. But when it comes to Baruch Shem Kivay Malchus Alan Vod, when somebody has to say that on the mistake that they made, you should say it right away. It's a Midas Chasidus he wants to say. Again, he's bringing it down from the Eish Lavram, bringing from the Shlah. And to show for the various reasons. First of all, you shouldn't forget. Number two, and you should show, it should be showing that Shir Shnema Allah Bracha, that it's going on this Bracha. But he does say further, Ach im loy omam yadif. Let's say I didn't say it right away. What should I do now, right? For example, like by Amen, if I didn't say it right away, the person made a Bracha. Not a bracha shein tzricha. We're talking about a regular bracha. You have to say amen. I didn't say amen, and then 5 seconds pass. You can't say amen. 10 seconds pass, right? You can't just say amen whatever you want. It's called amen yesayma. It's also to do. But what about with this baruch shem? So he says, no, ach im loy oma miyad. Let's say a person made their bracha shein tzricha, or they made a bracha levatala, rachmanu lishlan. So now, they forgot to say Baruch Shem, right? So, the 10 seconds later, somebody said, did you say Baruch Shem Kivay Malchus? Oh, he chopped himself, now he says Baruch Shem Kivay Malchus Elavad. Okay, so he says, Ach im loy omam yad, if he didn't do it right away, Yochel Amrei Afla Achazman, you could even do it afterwards. I mean, we're talking about very shortly afterwards. We're not talking about you coming back a half hour later, right? As soon as you remember to do it. 20 seconds passed. Okay, so you do it as soon as possible. There's a very important thing that he's saying over here, because many people, I know by myself also, you know, in case these things came up by mistake or whatever, I have to say Baruch Hashem, like, but I didn't chop. It took a minute. I mean, could I still say it? Yeah. So he says that he could still say it. Like that. He brings this from the Minchas Yitzchak b'shem kamachroinim also. So then he brings a few other things in the middle, but then he brings at the end over there, end of this paragraph. It's in Ois, by the way, it's in the Dirshu Ha'ara number 29. Our Simon Reish Tes Vav, the Dirshu Ha'ara number 29. All the way to the end, and he says, and it's in the middle of that, there's a whole bunch of information, he puts a very important information, and he says afterwards, also, brings from the Kesayis HaShulchan, also, the Kesayis HaShulchan says, Kosef, Shelichat Chila, Lichat Chila, right, initially, the right thing, obviously, Yesh Lo Amrei B'soich Kedei Dibor, Lichat Chila, one should say, this Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchus El Yodim Void, when they made a mistake by saying, Yibroch Levatala, Abroch Shem Etzricha, you should say, B'soich Kedei Dibor, in that, right, that we know by now, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Mari, those roughly 2 seconds, it's very hard to give an exact time, it's between 1.5 or 2.5 seconds, roughly, but the amount of time it takes a person to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, that's the amount of time L'chatchila one should say this Baruch Shem Kivayim Malchus Olam Vod, after they made that mistake of a Baruch HaLevatal Baruch Shem Tzvich Kosef Shalachatchila Yesh La'omre B'soich Kedei Dibur. Say it in that amount of time, right? Oh, ach, b'di'evit, I forgot. What should I do? I yochel la'omri af la'achem yikein. You could say it b'di'evit. The person forgot, or they didn't even realize it in chap, whatever. You could say it afterwards. How much time afterwards? It's hard to give a time, but as soon as possible. Ach, b'di'evit, yochel la'omri af la'achem yikein, even after that amount of time. So that's the bottom line. Let's just chazra what we have today. So by a main, you have to do it right away, toich kedei dibur, right? As soon as possible. If you go past that amount of time, roughly around 2 seconds, you can't say a main anymore, then it's a mamash amein yisayma. It's not allowed to be said. But when it comes to Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vod, you should say it immediately, at least between b'soich toich kedei dibur, which is those roughly, again, around two, I keep on saying around because it's give or take half a second up or down, roughly around 2 seconds. Ach b'diyevet, but if a person b'diyevet post facto, 10 seconds passed, I didn't chab, 20 seconds, whatever, again, I'm not giving an exact time, you just realize then you can still say it, even 30 seconds, whatever the case is, you can still say it as soon as you remember, as soon as you chab yourself to say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vod. Thank you for listening. Aslacham Baruch Kol Tov.